Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And we think of Washington lawmakers as responding to a crisis of one kind or another. We yearn for them to drive events, perhaps more than simply react to them. But the glacial pace of change in Washington, even given the drama over that fiscal cliff, is a reminder that Congress is something of a glacier. The cycles of politics and economics in America move in slow, slow ebbs and flows. 10-year cycles. They are partly a product of checks and balances, dampers built long ago into the Constitution, but they're also explicit, built-in 10-year cycles. A budget overhaul every 10 years. The every-decade census. Even those Bush tax cuts that are up for renewal, they have a 10-year expiration date. What is the magic about the Big Ten? Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway, and our co-producer, WNYC, is right here in the studio with me. Hey, Charlie.
John.
10 years, you can do a lot or almost nothing at all in 10 years.
You know, the scary thing is that in some aspects, 10 years is not enough to deal with some of the issues that we're confronting right now. You know, addressing Medicare costs, addressing the amount of money to be spent on Medicare and Social Security, you know, and this 10-year window that we have is based a lot somewhat on precedent, just sort of the way that we review budgets. But there's a lot of things that come out of Washington. The Congressional Budget Office usually looks 10 years ahead for how policies will affect it. The Joint Tax Committee, which comes out of Congress, they do an analysis of revenue 10 years out. They provide that to the Congressional Budget Office. The White House, when it does its budget, it does it in 5-year cycles. It looks out 5 years. So there's kind of this rule there of looking at it in that range. But, you know, it's not necessarily the best way to look at all the problems that are out there.
Are the cycles that are enshrined in law in sync with maybe subtler cycles in the business cycle itself, in the economy itself, where we're looking at the right things at the right time?
Well, the problem with looking at the 10-year right now is that there are a lot of changes that are going to happen after 10 years. One economist sort of described it as the debt hockey stick, that we're kind of going along 10 years out, and maybe a little bit after 10, you have the blade where it suddenly just shoots up in terms of the amount of debt that we have compared to the GDP. A lot of this is going to be because of Medicare and because of healthcare costs. And it's this combination of the baby boomer generation not only retiring but getting older. So you have more of them taxing the medical system. You have more rising medical costs. So even if you get into a situation where you can lower costs, let's say 10 people are getting some sort of procedure that normally costs $150, you somehow find a way to lower that procedure to $100. Now maybe you have 20 people who are doing it, and that is significantly more money obviously being spent.
If there is a deal on the fiscal cliff, either before we go over it or maybe after we get over it, and there is some sort of resolution, are we confident that the things set in motion today or in the next few weeks will actually stand the test of time over the next 10 years? What would we look at 10 years out?
Well, I think the worry is if you use the Bush tax cuts as an example, those were passed in 2001, 2003, and here we are 10 years later trying to deal with it. We sort of put it off for 10 years. And I think the worry, if you look in this frame of, okay, we have the fiscal cliff, we're looking at 10 years, we want to get the president's proposal over $1 trillion in reductions, or the way that the Republicans are looking at it, neither one of them is really dealing with the long-term issues of addressing Social Security and Medicare. This focus, in a way, even though it seems like it's a long-term, it's actually really short-term looking at this 10-year window. And as a result, a lot of the legislators are looking at what's the biggest bang for the buck I can get right now in the next couple of years versus looking out long-term. The idea of maybe we increase the Social Security retirement age, that we do that over a long period of time. So in a way, 10 years is actually a little bit short-sighted when it comes to our debt problems.
Do we get a glimpse beyond the baby boomers? Or is that early yet?
That's a little bit too far out there. Yeah. Baby boomers are going to be around for a while.
Yes, indeed. And we're kind of happy about that. Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway, and our co-producer, WNYC, on the 10-year cycles both built into the legislative process and within the economy itself. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.